Let me say that unless something amazing comes along in the next couple of months, it's very unlikely that you'll hear a better dance floor album this year than The Last Resort. Trent Miller started making a name for himself with a series of killer tracks that he released on the Audiomatique and Poker Flat label, and The Last Resort is his debut full-length album. A sprawling, nearly 80-minute release that's both funky and minimal at the same time, while flourishing with some of the most expansive production I've heard in a while. It sends you into another world on headphones, and gives your hips a twitch when bounced through stereo speakers. Calling The Last Resort a straight dance release would be an insult, though, as it moves far beyond any simple genre designators. Take Me Into Your Skin opens the disc with a huge crescendo of filtered vocals, guitars, pulsing beats, and synths before dropping off into stark minimalism. It's not done there, though, and before the track is ended, it's moved through mid-tempo, almost post-rock sounds and a blasting end section that again pulls out all the stops. Vamp follows, and the track stomps with a harsh, dirty guitar loop that hunkers down over hiccuping beats and warbling synth lines. Touches on everything from minimal dub to widescreen cinematic dance tracks and dense ambient pieces that show off his deft hand at pure oozing atmosphere. His minimal techno pieces rule the roost, though, and tracks like the acid-tinged Snowflake and the absolutely relentless Chameleon are best in class. The latter is especially mind-bending, as it progresses slowly and subtly for over 7 minutes, ripping into a thumping breakdown about two-thirds of the way through that's worth the price of admission alone. With 13 tracks filling up nearly all the available data on a CD, there are more than enough highlights that it's hard to know where to start. As if that weren't enough, there's a limited edition version of the release that comes with a bonus disc containing all his masterful dance floor tracks released over the course of the past year or so. Some of them, including both the vocal version and thunderous remix of Always Something Better featuring Richard Davies, are even better than the album versions, and the other tracks on the disc are nearly all just as compelling. The result is an absolute embarrassment of riches, over 2.5 hours of music, from what has to be one of the best electronic music producers and musicians working right now.